Hi, Kaman. It's good to see everybody here. Wilma, I can't see you. You've sort of sunk down. Can you move your camera? I see the top of your head. Hi, Jess. And Yvonne. Lovely to see you. Judy's coming in. Elle is here this morning. Thank you, Elle. And Carmen, can't see Carmen yet. Everybody's waiting to come in, I think. Oh, two more people coming in.
Morning, Georgina.
Good morning, Laurie. Is that Laurie that said good morning?
No, it was Denise.
Oh, hi, Denise.
Nice to be back.
Nice to be back. Yeah. I missed all you guys, you know?
Yeah, we did too.
So it's such a lovely thing to connect. I missed you all. And
Yeah.
So we're starting again. And I think
we'll have a successful class.
Yes. Yeah. Very. I love teaching. I mean, you know, those of you who've been my student know that that's one of the gifts that I brought with me from lifetime to lifetime as a teacher. And my thumbprint, my soul thumbprint. So, which is funny to think you have a soul thumbprint, but. And I just love it. And I students seem to enjoy it. And they come back for more, so that's great. What's not to love, you know? And when you teach what you know, I think it does the heart and soul good, because information, my soapbox, if you like, is that knowledge and information is not to be kept to oneself. And of course, every teacher has a different point of view. Every teacher has a different way of saying the same thing. Or not. How can I get this person in? Admit, there we go. So every teacher might teach same or similar, but the way of teaching and the side trips that teachers take and the depth is all different. So that's why I always honor my teacher, because I think it's important to honor the people that teach you. And my teachers were Henry Bolduc and Michael Newton. What's her name? a late menopause moment, very late menopause. Irene Hickman. All those wonderful, wonderful teachers. So, you know, and some work from Edgar Cayce. So we have to honor our teachers. But I love this. So it's as good for me as it is for you. You know, the old sex thing, was that good for you too? So. What people are coming in. Yeah, so all of the teaching it looks like is going to stay on online. It's all going to stay on Zoom, including the university. They're taking the hypnosis and NLP course on Zoom starting at the end of September. And it's going to be interesting. We're all learning on the job. It's really quite funny. The university people in their offices, they're going crazy, as you can imagine, with all the hundreds of programs that they have. They're trying to manage the instructors. They're trying to manage the pupils. They're trying to manage the internet. So I don't envy them at all. But it's good. We're stretching the neuro pathways of the brain. Although, Ellie won't necessarily agree with me when I yell, help! I think she feels overstretched sometimes. Yeah. Judy, you look lovely. Yes, I know it's frizzy hair weather. What can I tell you? Yeah, you're muted. I can't. There you go.
I just got out of the shower and it's wet.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted to be here, so I didn't dry it, and here I am.
That's beautiful. Yeah, everybody's beautiful.
Thank you. But everybody, I'm clean.
Hmm?
I'm clean.
Yeah. Don't you think? And then everybody was sort of, we're not wearing as much makeup. We're not doing as much. We're not, you know, prepping as much. And it's okay. Maybe it's because it's summer. Maybe in the fall and winter, when we get back to heavier clothes and smarter clothes, we'll do something different. All right, so I'm waiting. People are still coming in. That's great. So Becky, you're new here, right? I've got two people on one camera. Look at that. I hope you're 6 feet apart or you're in your bubble. Okay. Sonia, hi.
Hi, Georgina.
Oh, it's a nice breathy sound. Okay. We're just going to wait a couple of minutes because I don't want people to feel left out. And we said we start. Anybody have any questions before we start? Jess, are you okay with this? Okay. If you have a question, you need to unmute yourself. Because although I'm psychic, I'm not that psychic. Oh, I can see a nice fan in the background of your... Okay. Yeah. Morning, Yogesh. Okay, I think we'll start. So today we're going to be focusing on balancing the chakras. So those of you who haven't muted yourself, would you please do so? I think it's important at this time to balance the energy in the body. We're going through all sorts of stress, of concern for ourselves and for our loved ones. And also the cacophony of noise and bad news, we can't seem to shut it off. And it does affect us emotionally and energetically. And of course, there was a full moon last night. I don't know if anybody saw it, it was quite glorious. So the energy is very highly tuned right now and very alert. So my suggestion is that we take this and help balance ourselves the best we can. Everybody okay with chakra balance? So you know what chakras are? They're the energy centers in the body. Yeah, good, okay, fine. So when you're ready, just close your eyes and make yourself comfortable. And begin to follow your breathing. And any sounds you hear beyond the sound of my voice just cause you to relax down deeper and deeper and deeper. Following your breath. The coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of the out-breath. Feeling your breath flow through your body, nurturing, bringing oxygen to every cell in your body. Following the rhythm of your breath, notice how easily it flows, all by itself without any help on your part. It just happens. The rhythm of your breath, easily flowing, the coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of the out-breath. Breathing in and breathing out. And giving grateful thanks for the rhythm of your breath, which nurtures and heals the body and connects the who you are to every living creature on the planet through the rhythm of your breath. The rhythm of your breath connects you to the rhythm of the planet, the ebb and flow of the tides, the waxing and waning of the moon, the change of the seasons, all connected to the rhythm of your breath. And I wonder if you can go even deeper and find the rhythm of your heartbeat, that rhythm that brings life to every part of your body, carrying the oxygen of your breath to every organ, every muscle, every bone, the rhythm of your heart connects you to the rhythm of life. Every animal that walks on the planet connected to the rhythm of your heart. Every plant that grows, the rhythm of life connected to your heart. And we give grateful thanks to your heart for allowing you to be here on this planet at this time, to do the work you're here to do, to love and be loved, and to spread your light. And beyond your heart and your breath lies your energy field. This has been with you since time began and will be with you when you take your last breath on the planet and return to the stars. This energy field protects you. It heals you. It connects you to all there is through time, space, and dimension. And we give thanks, grateful thanks, for the connection to the tapestry of life, to each other, everything on this planet and beyond. And as you follow your breath, I'll count from 1 to 20 and just notice how every third breath allows you to relax down automatically and easily, twice as deeply. Counting down now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Relaxing down, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Slowing down just a little more and a little more. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, drifting, floating deeper. 16, 17, 18. 19 and 20. And find yourself in a safe place for you. It can be a real place or imagined place. Doesn't matter, it's your safe place. For some people, it's a beach or a dock at a cottage or a beautiful garden somewhere, or sitting under a tree, side of a mountain, or a favorite chair at home. Whatever's right for you is right for you. And while you're there, look around. And whether you see it or feel it, just sense the feeling that you get there. Maybe you can hear music or sound of birds or water trickling. Maybe you can smell fragrance. I don't know, but it's a place that you can go to at any time. It is your safe place. Belongs to you, no one else. So find somewhere to sit in this place. And as you do, allow yourself to drift down, 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 deeper down. Feeling safe, feeling secure, and feeling very, very good. In a moment, but not right now, but in a moment, we're going to realign and harmonize the seven chakra wheels of energy within your body so that they spin evenly and smoothly, formulating and flowing the energy to each other within the chakra system and throughout the specific meridian energy system that flows in and out of the chakras. We'll be healing and balancing, allowing the energies to and from the chakras to nourish each other in their interaction, all to bring joy, balance, and healing as we connect and ground ourselves with the earth energies and harmonize our own higher self energy towards the joy, knowledge, and healing power of universal energy, the oneness, the isness, the all-knowing, all-loving spirit that some call God, or Buddha, or Mary. We start now by bringing our focus to the root chakra at the base of your spine. And whether you see it or sense it or imagine it, it matters not. Imagine a disc of red located at the base of your spine in the area of the tailbone. The chakra filters up energy from the earth and connects our higher energies to this basic reality of life. This chakra is the energy by which we provide the basic material necessities of life for ourselves or for others. It gives us grounding and a feeling of self-worth. From this chakra, we obtain our courage, our ability to achieve goals, our sexual and life energies. To stay strong and achieve our dreams, we need to stay connected to Mother Earth. The more we ground ourselves through the base chakra, the greater chance we have of achieving our spiritual goal of becoming the person we would like to become. Now, focus on the red disc at the base of your spine and see it spinning and spinning and spinning, either clockwise or anti-clockwise, lit from within. It radiates a beautiful, deep, rich red, ruby red, the color of rubies and garnets. The chakra is related to our will to live, our sense of body movement, our feelings, and it supplies our body with its vitality. See the disc spinning and spinning and spinning, smoothly and evenly, spinning and spinning. And if it's off center or wobbling a bit, use your intention to change that and help it spin evenly and smoothly, round and around and around, evenly, smoothly, round and around, spinning and spinning. The light radiating through the red as the disc spins, giving full acceptance of life on this earth, life from this earth, grounding and giving energy, stability, safety, and a feeling of security, connecting with our physical body, becoming truly grounded to live with energy and vitality as we focus on the base chakra. Spinning and spinning and spinning, the beautiful ruby red light of the base chakra, connecting with our inner core. It allows us to reconnect with our spiritual self, which is eternal and permanent, and brings this back into our body in touch with our feelings. The base chakra giving us stability, safety, and a feeling of security on this earth. The red spins evenly, smoothly, spinning and spinning and spinning, round and around. Energy rooted in life. That's right. Now turn your attention and intention to just below your navel, your second chakra. It's a bright, clear orange with a light shining through the center. And as it spins, it gives a powerful energy of self, your sensuous sexual self, of creation, a union with nature and creativity. Spinning and spinning smoothly and evenly, round and around, the energy shines forth from this chakra to confirm your place in the universe. This is the center of your creativity, where energy is stored and where mental energy can be focused to bring into creation that which you will for the benefit of others. Spinning and spinning, evenly and smoothly in harmony with the red, in harmony with the base chakra. This second chakra sets the boundaries in which we move. Through this, we're able to understand what will enhance and enrich our life. This chakra is influenced by the element of water. And as a result, our emotions emanate from this energy. So make sure it is spinning and spinning evenly and smoothly, round and around, sending life energy, creative energy, into every part of our being, every cell within our body receiving this creative flow, every fiber in our being, every level of our energy absorbing the creative energy from this chakra. Spinning, spinning, evenly and smoothly, round and around, lit from within, the orange, pure, clear orange, shines through with the energy of creation, spinning and spinning, sending out creative energy, evenly, smoothly, spinning and spinning. Turn your intention now and attention to your third chakra in your solar plexus. It's a bright sunshine yellow disc, spinning and spinning and spinning. The chakra is the who you are in the universe and how you connect with others. See the disc spinning and spinning, evenly and smoothly spinning and spinning. The light radiating through the bright sunshine yellow as the disc spins in harmony with the orange, spinning and spinning in harmony with the red, spinning and spinning round and around and around, giving full acceptance and energy to your personal power, your acceptance of self, your reason, your logic. This is your gut level of consciousness. And as the bright sunshine yellow disc spins and spins evenly in harmony with the orange and red, you feel the energy flow from the base of the spine up through the orange and filling your third chakra with vitality of self. Through the third chakra, your solar plexus chakra, known also as your hara, it's the center of energy. You focus on self-worth, self-esteem, self-confidence. We watch the yellow disc spinning and spinning and spinning, filling us with bright sunshine yellow light. The energy flows. Feel it. Enable it. It is your sense of self-worth to be fulfilled, and thereby allowing your spirit to unfold. spinning and spinning. As you focus on the spinning and spinning round and around, the beautiful sunshine yellow of the third chakra, understand that this is also the center of your emotional brain. Many emotions come through this third chakra. So feel the power and joy of the sunshine yellow flowing from the third chakra throughout your body, filtering through every part of you, every bone, every muscle, every cell in your body feels the energy of the third chakra, confirming your sense of self, the who you are. Allow it to happen. Let the sunshine yellow energy from the third chakra confirm your identity and your power. The yellow disc spins evenly and smoothly, spinning and spinning in harmony with the orange and the red, the orange, and the yellow, spinning in harmony, smoothly and evenly, round and round and round. Spinning and spinning. Now focus on the heart chakra. Turn your intention and your attention to this pure, clean, bright, green disc lit from within in the center of your chest. See it spinning, spinning. It radiates a clear, fresh, bright green, the color of fresh leaves or new grass. The chakra is related to love and our sense of love. See the disc spinning and spinning smoothly and evenly. Smoothly and evenly spinning and spinning. The light radiating through the green as the disc spins, giving the energy of unconditional love from the universe through your higher self. As you feel the love flowing from your heart from the spinning disc, feel the energy being absorbed into your body, surrounding you in ever-widening circles as the energy of unconditional love allows you to both give and receive love. It allows you to forgive and be forgiven. And it allows you to move from the place of blame to the place of acceptance, open and free. Open and free to receive the divine love. Spinning and spinning round and round, evenly spinning, opening to the heart to love and healing, able to give and receive love and healing. Radiating the beautiful, clear green light of the heart chakra in harmony with the yellow, the orange, the red, spinning and spinning evenly and smoothly, round and round. The light radiating, the red, the orange, the yellow, the green, evenly and smoothly spinning and spinning, flowing one to the other, life-giving. Love-giving energy. The chakras spinning and spinning in harmony, in blessings, in unconditional love, spinning and spinning. Now focus your attention and intention on your throat chakra. At the base of your throat, a beautiful sky blue disc at the base of your throat. And see it spinning and spinning, spinning and spinning, a beautiful clear summer sky blue. This chakra is related to communication, to the giving and receiving of our truth. See the disc spinning and spinning and spinning. Smoothly and evenly, spinning and spinning, the light radiating through the blue as the disc spins, giving full acceptance of the ability to speak and hear the truth from within as well as without ourselves. Through the energy of this chakra, we understand the importance of words, the power the word has to heal or to harm. As we focus on the spinning and spinning round and around, radiating the light, the beautiful blue light of the throat chakra. This connecting energy is the bridge between our mind and our heart. This energy allows us to enhance our creative spirit and communicate what we know. As you allow the light, the radiant light of communication energy to flow through your body and mind, allow yourself to bring in the energies of wisdom and integrity from your higher self plane. And blend these energies together so that the communication path of the healer in you becomes clearer and more able to achieve your intent. Bring in those energies of wisdom and integrity from your higher self plane. Invite them in. Encourage them in. Spinning and spinning, move smoothly and evenly in harmony, the blue with the green, the yellow, the orange, the red. Round and round, spinning evenly, shedding their light. The red, the orange, the yellow, the green in harmony. Blue spins evenly and smoothly, rooted in the silence of communication. Now focus on the third eye chakra. It's a deep, rich indigo disc lit from within in the center of your forehead, just above your eyebrows. If you see it or feel it, some it's like a tingling, others it's a knowing. It's a deep, rich indigo blue. This chakra is the chakra of understanding beyond what is known. See the disc spinning and spinning, the light radiating through the indigo blue as the disc spins, giving the energy of understanding, of discernment, of wisdom. Spinning and spinning round and round in harmony with the blue, the green, the yellow, the orange, and the red. Spinning and spinning round and around, sending energy up and out through every cell in your body, into the auric field around you, through your aura, into the world. Spinning and spinning in harmony, round and around, round. Feel the energy and allow your intention and attention to move up, knowing that when we're at peace, the sixth chakra allows understanding to go beyond the immediate and obvious into true intuition and knowing. The third eye is your intuition, knowing beyond what is, and allow it to spin in harmony with the blue, the green, the yellow, the orange, the red connected to the earth, the orange, the yellow, the green, the blue, spinning and spinning into the indigo third eye, the chakras in harmony, in light. And now turn your attention and intention to your crown chakra at the top of your head and feel it open to the divine energy. Opening up to the divine light, the golden light, symbolized as a thousand-petaled lotus. Feel the energy expand as your crown chakra disc, a deep royal blue, vibrates and turns and rotates, spinning and spinning round and around, the light shining through from the center, lighting up like violet, like the purest of amethysts, radiating universal consciousness and wisdom, spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. This chakra is our being. It's our personality and spirituality connected to the divine energy. It's your higher self filled with the energy of the divine. It's your point of connection with the original source. This chakra embraces you with healing and protective light. It is from this source that the white light of protection emanates. It is from this source that we reach for the golden light from the universe and connect with our higher self and the universal consciousness. As you feel the energy enfold and enlarge the spirit and the mind, feel and recognize the earth energy from your base chakra rise up, moving through the sacral chakra, the orange, into the yellow, into the green of the heart chakra, opening, expanding into the blue of the throat chakra, the indigo of the third eye, and joining with the divine energy at the crown chakra. As your energy expands up and up to meet with the gold of the universal energy, feel it, experience it as we sound the universal sound of Om. And at this time, may you release any negative pain that you are holding from the past in your spirit, mind, body, and soul memory. Let it be released and resolved forever in the white light of the spirit of all there is. And may they be replaced with joy, health, and the constant awareness of your connection with the universe, with God's light surrounding and nurturing you through the rest of your productive, compassionate, never-ending life. And deep within you, allow the sound of your higher consciousness and unconditional love. Say, I am at peace with who I am and where I am right now. I am at peace with who I am and where I am right now. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 10 to 1, and slowly and very gently bring yourself back to full awareness. Feel your body in the chair. Let your vibrations slow down just a little. And give grateful thanks to yourself for allowing you to be here at this time on this planet, to do the work you're here to do, to love and be loved. Coming back now, 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. You may want to shrug your shoulders, move your fingers and toes. 4, 3, 2. And roll your head around. And 1. And slowly, gently, bring yourself back. Take your time. Susan, are you back? Carmen, Melissa? Yeah, let's see, you guys. I want to make sure you're okay. Hi. Sharon, Kirk, Let me see you. I want to make sure you're okay. Come on back. Yeah. John, come on back. Mm-hmm. Come on. Sharon, let me see you. Carmen, you okay? Okay. Hi, Judy.
All good.
Everybody okay? Samantha, you're okay? All right. Okay. So be gentle with yourself for the next few minutes, all right? Olga, how are you? You okay? I can't see her right now. I'd just like to make sure everybody's fine and they're back okay. Hi, Melissa, I saw your hand. Thank you. All right, any questions or any concerns or thoughts? You need to unmute yourself if you do. Some people are leaving, that's fine. Okay, if you have questions, now is the time. Anything you want to know? Okay. Well, I'll be doing this same one on Friday again. So if you enjoyed it, you can come and join us again on Friday. So we do a new one on a Monday and the same one on a Friday. We may change it up next month. We don't know. We'll see. September is always a new beginnings. Okay. Any, if you have any questions or any concerns or anything you want to know about the teaching or the clinic or my books or the meditation, just send an email to Ellie or to me and we'll always answer within, we usually answer within 24 hours, okay? Unless it's urgent, in which case it would be within an hour, if we're there. All right, thank you all so much. It's been a pleasure seeing your beautiful faces again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. That's great.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Georgina.
Oh, you're very welcome.